When the IRS extended the tax deadline to May 1, 2025, for individuals and businesses across Florida and Georgia, it was more than just a procedural footnote. It was a powerful reminder of how climate-related disruptions are reshaping the tax compliance landscape in real time. Disaster meets tax compliance. On October 11, 2024, the IRS granted broad filing relief following the destruction caused by Hurricanes Debbie and Helene. The extension applies to 2024 returns due in March or April 2025, 2023 returns under valid extension, quarterly payroll and excise returns, estimated tax payments due in January and April 2025. However, 2023 return payments due last April remain ineligible, revealing the rigid boundaries of IRS disaster relief policy. This move marks a continuation of the IRS's expanded disaster response framework, increasingly deployed in an era of more frequent and severe climate events. But beneath the surface, deeper implications are taking shape. The expanding intersection of tax policy and climate resilience. One, a warning sign for federal preparedness. This extension raises an uncomfortable truth: the U.S. tax system is reactive, not resilient. Every time a natural disaster triggers relief, it reinforces how fragile the filing calendar remains in the face of climatic volatility. As hurricanes become more frequent and widespread, are these one-off relief measures enough? 2. Business disruption and liquidity pressure for small and mid-sized enterprises, SMEs. The timing of this extension is critical. Delayed filings can free up cash temporarily, but delayed tax payments were not part of the package. Businesses must still manage liquidity for tax liabilities that were due before the storms, a dangerous balancing act in already stressed regions. 3. Compliance complexity for cross-state operators. Multi-state companies with operations in Florida, Georgia, and unaffected states now face fragmented filing deadlines, which complicates compliance. The IRS has yet to provide integrated relief strategies for regional disasters that impact only part of a company's footprint. Long-term implications. A fork in the road. 1. Expect more dynamic filing calendars. We're inching toward an era of climate contingent compliance, a future where tax deadlines may flex with weather forecasts, and standard filing seasons could become obsolete in disaster-prone zones. 2. IRS modernization must accelerate. The IRS's paper-heavy processes and outdated tech stack slow down its ability to respond quickly. Future reforms must prioritize digital disaster response protocols, real-time taxpayer messaging, and automated relief triggers. 3. Private sector's role will grow. Tax software platforms, accounting firms, and payroll providers will be expected to bridge the IRS's responsiveness gap. Expect a rise in AI-driven compliance alerts, disaster-adjusted tax planning tools, and real-time tax advisory models. What businesses and policymakers should do. Taxpayers and businesses in Florida and Georgia should use this time strategically, not just for filing, but for broader cash flow and tax planning. State revenue agencies should align their own deadlines with the IRS to avoid compliance confusion. The IRS should consider automatic penalty relief for prior payment shortfalls in disaster zones, not just deadline extensions. Policymakers must push for permanent frameworks for tax relief during climate emergencies, including digital-first systems and regionally adaptive compliance protocols. Katrina, Sandy, and the tax response gap during Hurricane Katrina, 2005, and Superstorm Sandy, 2012, similar extensions were issued. Yet despite 20 years of precedent, the IRS has not institutionalized disaster response policy into a proactive framework. The repeated cycle of case-by-case relief reveals a missed opportunity to build systemic resilience. Final thoughts. Relief isn't reform. The May 1st extension is necessary, but not sufficient. If we are to future-proof tax administration in a world where weather is becoming as disruptive as war or recession, then this moment must serve as a catalyst, not just a comfort. The U.S. tax system must move from fragile flexibility to intelligent resilience, or we will be revisiting this same headline after the next storm, and the next. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely